The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on this show at 11 a.m. Eastern time is go through our live actual mortgage rates. And then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be HELOC combo loans. So a little trick up your sleeve there. So Jose, our sales manager with 28 years of experience, will go ahead and take us through HELOC combo loans. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and let's see what the rates are looking like this morning. It's been very interesting last week, so let's check it out.
Share my screen. And we'll pull up our pricing tool here. So this will show us the general rates and the APR for today. It is April 23rd, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. Rates have been a little bit crazy for the last week or so, but thankfully yesterday we had some calming and even some downward momentum. So hopefully we have some better results today. But we'll set up a basic scenario to compare the APRs. If you'd like a full breakdown of all the itemized fees that go into the APR full loan estimate, please get with our team. We have 400 loan officers that can help you out. So we'll set up the same scenario we do every day. We'll set a $400,000 loan amount, set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment, and we're going to find the lowest rates we can offer at the moment for conforming conventional. Compare that to FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll check out our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, which are some of our favorite options. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. Just let us know if you are. And USDA is only for eligible properties. Just let us know if you're looking in those areas. We'll start with conforming conventional. We'll do purchase, 30-year fixed loan, primary occupancy, single family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. For all the demos, we use a credit score here of 760 and an estimated debt to income ratio of 40. So let's check out the options today. About the same as it was yesterday. So at least it's not going up, but it looks about the same here at the top of the list. 6.99 rate, 2.25 discount points, final APR 7.278. So good options here for our customers that want to use conventional. But if for any reason our customers don't qualify for a standard conventional program, usually the next option we want to show is an FHA option. So we'll set up the same exact scenario here. Everything will stay identical as our other demo. All we've changed is the option FHA here. And FHA does allow more leniency on credit events, as well as a much higher debt to income ratio, but we'll keep it exactly the same so we can compare here. And pretty much the same as yesterday as well. 6.125 rate, 2.375 discount points and cost, puts the final APR at 7.075. So a touch cheaper if our customer qualify for both. So definitely don't overlook the FHA. If you qualify for both and our customers that need to use it, as I say every day, this APR does include all the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance. So FHA is definitely a good option, very comparable to conventional if our customers need that extra leniency. Now, if for any reason our customers don't qualify for FHA or conventional, even with that leniency that FHA has, most other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer, but that's where we love to go over our non-QM options. So we'll set up the same scenario here, except this time we'll select expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we get a new option that pops up where we can change the income type. So full doc is what we use for conventional and FHA. That's 2 years of tax returns. So if our customer doesn't qualify using 2 years of tax returns, we need to use an alternative here. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs. These investor programs are just for investments, so we'll show those in a second. Personal bank statement, 12-month, is the most popular. That's what we use here on the show. We also have RSU, stated income, 1099, P&L, all kinds of different options here. But we always use a 12-month bank statement, as that's the most popular for our self-employed borrowers. We typically may have various write-offs on their tax returns and may not qualify at all, or just need a little bit more income to get that home they want. Either way, we'll help them out. No tax returns at all, just 12 bank statements, their last 12. And we'll determine a debt-to-income ratio of 40% in our example here, using their last 12 bank statements, just the cash from the bank. No tax returns at all. Therefore, our customers typically qualify for much more. And about the same as yesterday, again, 7.25 rate for bank statement option, 2.425 discount points and cost, puts that final APR at 7.670. So as usual, we're within half a point of conventional here and within also half a point of FHA even, which is pretty amazing. So our customers that need to use these non-QM options, it's definitely very comparable in price. Definitely let our team know if you need to check these out. And if we scroll down, there's hundreds of variations. Some of these towards the bottom of the list here may have various credit events they allow. Bankruptcies, foreclosures may allow different ways to calculate the income. So hundreds of variations. Please get with our team to find the best ones. And for our final live rates, we always pull live rates for investors. So we'll set up a investment property, we'll set the same scenario, 400,000 loan, 80% loan to value. And we will compare the lowest rates we can offer for investment properties by comparing our conforming conventional to our non-QM expanded guideline options here. The government programs like FHA, VA, USDA do not work for investments. So we just stick to these two here. And we'll start with conforming conventional. Everything's the same as all our demos. All we've changed here is the occupancy to investment. And as usual, we have this portfolio option up at top, which is not a true conventional, but pretty much the same. Uses the same guidelines, just doesn't have the price adjustments that are required for a conventional loan. So 7.125 rate, 3.375 discount points, finally APR at 7.535. And our first true conventional that does have the price adjustments that Fannie and Freddie require comes in at 7.25 rate, 3.25 discount points, finally APR 7.651. So good options here for our customers that want to use the full doc options. But as we go over every morning, definitely recommend our customers check out non-QM, which is actually preferred in some cases. So come on, it's not letting me click it. There we go. Sorry, computer was frozen for a second there. All right. So for the final demo, investment again, 8% of the value again. And this time we'll select non-QM, expanded guidelines for investment. And in this case, we have to set a few options. First off, we have to choose our income type. Most popular income type and most popular loan we do here is our DSCR option because it doesn't require any income or employment info from our borrower. We always just use the estimated rents from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. The estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property will cash flow. That's a ratio of one or higher, which is preferred. We even have options for ratios under one, but we'll always put 1.5 for the demo here so we can see all the programs pop up. And prepayment penalty is standard on these programs. We always choose 3 years for the demo. There are options for no prepay, which will cost more and limit the programs. And there are some programs that allow 5 years and that does save our borrower some money, but not all of them do. That's why we always select 3 years here on the demo. So let's check the DSCR options. And still beating conventional just by a touch here, 7.125 rate, 3.275 discount points. Puts the final APR at 7.632, beating the true conventional option. The portfolio option actually is cheaper, but I'd still say 100% of investors would use a DSCR compared to a full doc, especially when it's beating it. And over the last couple of years, typically DSCR was a couple points higher in cost and investors were still preferring DSCR. So definitely recommend all our investors check out the DSCR. It's actually cheaper, which is an anomaly here. And if we scroll down, tons of different options. Some of these at higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues, may allow different ways to calculate the income, like short-term rental income, all kinds of flexibility once we get into the DSCR programs. Let's go ahead and switch gears here, though, and talk about today's topic. So we'll have Jose, our sales manager, talk about HELOC combo loans, which is a little bit of a twist on your standard loan setup, but it's a great tool that we have to solve specific problems. So, Jose, before we pull up the live rates, let's talk a little bit about why we would use this and what problems we're trying to solve. And then let's go ahead and check out the demos.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. The HELOC Combo Loan is a great tool for multiple uses. You could use it for a high CLTV refinance transaction. You can take that up to a 95, even cashing out at that high combined loan to value. You can use it to purchase at a high LTV above 80% without any PMI, private mortgage insurance. You can use it for Florida condos, which usually or may have an issue, let's say, with reserves for the association, which would normally require 25% down on a primary or a second home. Well, you can use the combo loan to come in with as little as 10% down on those Florida condos with no reserves, right? So many ways. Oh, and you can also use it on a transaction that would normally require a jumbo loan and at least 10% down. Well, you could use this option to come in with only 5% down purchasing that quote unquote jumbo loan type property. So quite a few ways you can use it, and I'm illustrating all of those options for you here today. So let me go ahead and share my options with you. So our first option here, like I mentioned, is the no PMI HELOC combo purchase up to a 95% CLTV, right? So here you go 80% LTV on the first mortgage. So then obviously no mortgage insurance would be applicable. And then you would add the HELOC up to 95% CLTV. So 15% loan-to-value HELOC, 80% loan-to-value first mortgage, 95% combined loan-to-value, and no mortgage insurance. And the added benefit here is that then your borrower can enter into an accelerated repayment of the HELOC, thereby reducing their interest expense monthly with each payment that they make. The idea here really is not for the borrower to pay only interest only, unless they're just planning on being a very short amount of time with the property. Because with these HELOCs, remember, it's interest only for the first 10 years, but then after the 10-year period is over, then it becomes a 20-year fully amortizing loan. Now, we do have HELOCs at lower rates that are the interest-only period is only 3 years, and then they become a fully amortizing 27-year loan. So in this scenario here, our 95% CLTV purchase, 8.125 is our lowest rate option for the first. You can buy that down all the way to 7.375. And let me just scroll down here for a moment so you can see our purchase price, $750. Our loan amount on the first, $600. And then I'll take it a little further down here so you can see our interest rate on our HELOC is 12%, $112,500 HELOC amount. And then that would mean that our down payment would be $37,500 on that one. So that's our first option, which is the no PMI 95% CLTV purchase. Now, I also state this program should be used properly. So you have to make sure that the borrowers understand that the objective is to enter into at least paying principal and interest from the beginning of the HELOC and preferably an accelerated repayment plan, or maybe make a payment every 2 weeks. So there's a lot of strategies that they've come up now when you have a HELOC to lower your interest expense. So this one is our limited review condo HELOC combo purchase, the one I mentioned for the condos with reserve issues, or they could have other issues with their financials that would require a limited review condo loan. For those of you that may not be aware what limited review is, it means that they're not going to consider many of the financial related questions. They're not going to ask for a budget, right? So hence, you're not going to have that issue. They're not also going to be concerned with the number, or should I say the percentage of renters to owners, which is another issue with condos. If you have exceed a certain percentage of the overall population as renters, then you would not be able to get Fannie Mae financing. The limited review solves that. And for Florida, limited review is 75% max LTV. So what you do is you combine that 75% LTV first loan with a HELOC of 15% LTV to get to your 90% CLTV option. And here we are at 8.125%, actually with the lender credit. We love those lender credits. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.125 on that first mortgage. And then our HELOC down here again, $112,500 at 12%. Now, our third option I mentioned to you about being able to buy the quote unquote jumbo type property with only 5% down with a conventional conforming loan. I like to call this the jumbo killer HELOC combo purchase, 95% CLTV with our 80% LTV first and our 15% LTV second. That's how we get to our 95% CLTV. Now, you'll notice here this transaction. Let me first go to the transaction here. I worked it out so that it would be like for Florida, right? So we have our $906,500 purchase that would normally require a jumbo loan of about 800 grand minimum, right? Somewhere around there, 810,000. But in this case, we are able to combine our first loan of $725,200 with a HELOC of $135,975 and that's where we get our 95% CLTV. But the main thing to note, our first is at 80% LTV. No mortgage insurance applicable, obviously. We're looking at 8.125% interest rate as our lowest cost option. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.375. Those are amazing rates with only 5% down out of pocket. Amazing. Normally, this borrower on this transaction, normally they'd have to come in with at least 10% down. So you're looking at $90,650 plus closing costs. So we save the customer there about $50,000, roughly $45,000, $50,000 out of pocket with our jumbo killer. So now this is something that we used quite a bit during the initial stages of the pandemic. We rolled out our HELOC combo option and the crowd, as they like to say, the crowd went crazy for it, right? We took quite a few applications because it's a great option. You can take your first mortgage up to the maximum 80% for a rate and term and get rate and term rates on the first. That's the critical component here, rate and term on the first. And then your cash out component of the transaction is your HELOC. So, and remember the HELOC, you know, you pay on what you owe. So maybe you need it at the moment, pay it back down, draw it back up. You can do this during the draw period. And 7.875 is our lowest cost option and 7.375 lowest rate option. So that's for our $600,000 first loan and our HELOC down here of $112,500 for our CLTV of 95%. So that's a pretty cool option because essentially it is a 95% LTV / CL cash out option, if you want to look at it that way. And then here I'm just showing you, putting a little bit more context into the rate, right? Because over here we're at a 760 plus. Now 740 is the minimum credit score, okay, real important detail here, 740 is the minimum credit score for the 95% CLTV option. Below 740, the maximum CLTV is 90%. So here our costs do go up a little bit because our score dropped a bit there. So we're at 7.99 is our lowest cost option and 7.5% lowest rate option. I got two more to show you here. Now we are at a 700 to a 719. We can take it to 90% CLTV and we have 8.125%. lowest cost option, 7.99% lowest rate option. And our last example here is with a 680 to a 699 credit score. 680 is the minimum credit score for this particular HELOC combo option. We do have HELOCs that'll go down to a 640, by the way. But in order to get, you know, 90% CLTV, right, to have a benefit here, you got to be at least at a 680, because below 680, our maximum LTV is going to be 80. So here, our lowest cost option, 8.125 at 2 points, and our lowest rate option, 7.99. And for this borrower, you will note that his interest rate does go up a little bit. Does go up to 13.375, but remember, this is at a 90% CLTV and a 680 credit score. So this is a very good option to take your cash out, quote-unquote, transaction up to 90% CLTV with a 680. So definitely looking forward to helping you all structure these HELOC combo loans. Remember, Florida limited review condos are 75%, whereas the rest of the United States limited review condos are 90% from Fannie.
All right. Doesn't look like there are any questions here, so I think we can go ahead and wrap it up then. Great trick to have up your sleeve, right? Another tool in being a loan officer consultant. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Remember, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday, where we go through our live rates and then do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.